Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. This year for my birthday, my son and his wife gave me a Roku. A Roku is, in my case, a cute little purple box that I can hook up to my television set, and it talks to my wireless little box, which I finally got here in the dead zone in December. Using this, I can stream some of my favorite television shows and movies. It's really quite an amazing little device, and I like it. The one problem I have with a Roku is one that some of you, or maybe most of you, might consider laughable. For sure, my son did. It has a remote control, and that's all it has. Now, that in and of itself wouldn't have been a problem if I had been one of those people who uses remotes. I don't. I typically do not use a remote control because my house is too small. I figure it's just as easy to get up and walk and hit a few buttons. But for some of you, and particularly those who are high-tech, you realize that as time goes on, fewer and fewer electronic devices even give us that option. I guess they assume that everybody wants to be a couch potato. But anyhow, my little purple Roku came with a little purple remote that I had to use. As has been my custom, I decided to read the manual. Yes, indeed. And I read the manual, and there's a schematic drawing of the remote and little arrows that point to what all of the different buttons do. Then, when I got my Roku set up and wanted to watch something, I was just zipping along and I got it and it loaded and the quality was good, which is always amazing to me out here in the dead zone. Then I got cocky. I decided, okay, I'm going to press the pause and go out into the kitchen and fix a cup of tea. So I pressed what the manual said was the pause button, and this like really, really weird stuff came up. I mean, it just started, you know, like I could see all these frames, and then I was like, what the heck is going on here? And I was having like a serious meltdown. But then I thought, well, maybe that's what it does when it pauses. What do I know? Made my cup of tea, I came back, and I pressed the same button again, and it started doing the same thing again. And then I was like, oh no. I read the manual, I did everything right. What is the problem? Well, the problem was the manual was wrong. If I had just looked at the remote and looked at the symbols, remotes for electronic viewing devices have been around long enough that the symbols for forward, rewind, or reverse, and stop, pause, they're universal. The manual had mislabeled the pause, restart button, and the fast forward. And I got to thinking about that. I got to thinking about that in terms of our animals, and specifically in terms of our dogs, and the way we train them. We have become so accustomed to doing things by the book that we don't look at what the dog is actually doing. We assume that the book is right, and then we try somehow to cram the dog into what the book says. And it's a mental thing with us, isn't it? It has to do with a conditioned response. Much as I've criticized my sons in the past for not reading manuals, they were right about this. They knew something that I didn't know. And I think that's the way some of the old timers are about dogs. They know dog behavior. They know normal dog behavior. They can read normal dog body language. They know that there isn't any fast and hard list of behavior A equals this, behavior B means this, behavior C means this. They know that's not true. They know at most that's a rough very, very rough guideline that in some animals that might be true, but not in all animals. There isn't any universal remote for dogs any more than there's a universal remote for cats or humans, where the same behaviors mean the same thing all the time, 24/7, spring, summer, fall, winter, regardless where that animal is, regardless of that animal's sex, breed, species, and reproductive status. It doesn't exist. And so now every time I pick up my little purple remote and I look at that pause button, that's so obviously a pause button, I laugh. I laugh and I think about my dogs and I think about my cats. And I think about the wildlife that surrounds me here on the hill. And it reminds me. It reminds me to be flexible. And just in case I ever forget, it reminds me never to say never or always.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.